This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing on Capitol Hill with Attorney General Bill Barr that was supposed to be underway by now has been delayed a bit because the chairman of the House Judiciary Panel was in a car accident. A spokesman for New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says nobody was seriously injured, noting the chairman is just running a little behind. The hearing was supposed to have started at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. A top National Guard member is expected to dispute White House officials over the administration's decision to forcefully clear protesters from a park across the street from the White House last month. CNN's reporting D.C. Major Adam DeMarco will tell Congress today that the demonstrators near Lafayette Square were behaving peacefully at the time. His account contradicts those of Attorney General Barr and several other administration officials. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Democratic lawmakers say they have issues with the new GOP coronavirus stimulus bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it neglects food and rent assistance for Americans who are falling on hard times because of the coronavirus pandemic. And an eviction moratorium is also absent from the bill. That Republican relief bill also includes $1.7 billion for a new FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. Republican leaders declined to say if they backed the provision, saying you have to ask the administration why it was included. Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. And officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Some federal government workers are now filing claims because they say they got coronavirus on the job. And USA Radio's John Hunt has more on the story.
Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a COVID-19 outbreak is impacting the Oklahoma County Jail in Oklahoma City. As officials announced yesterday, 33 of its inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. And more than 500 inmates there have been placed in quarantine as a precaution. The county implemented new policies yesterday to ensure that no inmate is taken to the courthouse after testing positive for the virus or if they're even showing symptoms. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is the 56th governor of Missouri. Eric Greitens joins us. Boy, what an ordeal you had here recently there at St. Louis University, Governor.
Yeah, Bill, so good to be on with you, man. So good to be on with you. Yeah, you know, it was just this past week, I was on with Tucker Carlson. We were talking a little bit about what's been happening around the country. And afterwards, I went out with a buddy of mine to grab a piece of pizza. We're sitting outside at a restaurant at an outside patio. And we just hear bang. And it starts. And at least 15, maybe 25 shots plus of semi-automatic gunfire going off down the street. We grabbed our weapons. I carry a med kit in my car. He jumped in the passenger seat. He's a former Special Operations Fire Department medic. We rolled right up there and got out. And, you know, got the med kit out and started working straight away on the first casualty there. And then there was a second casualty, I moved over to, got a tourniquet on him. The medic showed up, police showed up, fire department showed up, which, as you know, Bill, like just another tremendous demonstration of the courage and common sense of our police officers, our firefighters, our paramedics, our nurses. Everybody did really incredible work. Unfortunately, two lives were lost that night. But it's an indication of where we're at as a country. You combine that courage and common sense with the cowardice and the confusion of so many politicians who should be supporting the police and unfortunately aren't. And it wasn't just that night. You know, in St. Louis, the murder rate is up 30%. We've got kids being killed all the time, and we've got to put an end to this lawlessness.
Well, President Trump has called it for what it is. It is lawlessness, just as you said. And just so people understand, Governor Greitens is a former Navy SEAL. So, you know, it's not like he's unfamiliar with gunfire or triaging or offering, you know, immediate medical care. And this is life in Missouri these days as the lawlessness continues to reign. In a lot of us, we see this, Eric, we're seeing this on TV at a distance, but it's a whole other ball game when it's right there in your zip code, isn't it?
Well, Bill, and just as you said, you know, this is what I would have expected in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Right.
But this is now happening in St. Louis. It is happening in, you know, cities and states around the country. And to give your listeners a sense, I know you've got people tuning in from all over the country. I mean, the block where this happened in St. Louis, this particular street corner is one of the nicest corners in the city of St. Louis. Wow. It's in front of a big, beautiful church where the first casualty was. It's right next to the St. Louis University campus. It is down the street from Powell Symphony Hall, the fabulous Fox Theater. This is a place where I and you and others, if you came to St. Louis, and you were going to see three or four of the most interesting places in St. Louis, and you were going to take your family, this is where you would have taken them in the past.
Wow.
And now these are corners where there is bloodshed, there is murder, because of this lawlessness, because of the lack of support for the police. And that's what we're seeing. And you're right. It's what you hear in Iraq, in Afghanistan. It's what I would have expected as a Navy SEAL serving overseas. But unfortunately, because of this, you know, awful disrespect for law enforcement and these calls to defund the police, this kind of lawlessness, we're seeing it now taking the lives of young people all over the country.
Well, Governor, this has to be especially heartbreaking for you. You're born and raised in St. Louis. I mean, this has been, you know, the center hub for your life and for your family, and you're seeing this lawlessness run rampant. As one law enforcement expert had described it, he said, before, when you had law enforcement in place, it kind of kept the guns locked down a little bit. But ever since, you know, all this defunding movement and all that, the I would say the Democrats and these progressive, these Maoists and Marcus that are ruling our streets right now, the guns are they're now sidearms. I mean, they're out from where they were locked up, and these criminals are running rampant, whether it's in St. Louis, Chicago, New York. I mean, New York tourism is going to take such a big hit, just like what you're talking about right now. I mean, how eager are people want to go to these landmark places in St. Louis when you have these kind of random shootings taking place?
Well, you know, you made a couple of really good and important points there, Bill. I mean, one is we've already had business leaders say they're leaving the St. Louis region. Okay. And it is because of the lack of political leadership, the cowardice that we're seeing. And not only from like radical leftists, but also from some Republicans.
Yes.
Who just, you know, out of cowardice and complicity are not standing up against this. And to give, you know, again, I know what's so great about your show, you've got folks who are talking and listening in from around the country. To give your listeners a sense for how this lawlessness really, you know, comes about in a place like St. Louis, it's important to know that the St. Louis circuit attorney, and the circuit attorney is kind of like the prosecuting attorney for the city of St. Louis, is a George Soros funded prosecutor. He paid for over 70% of her total campaign. Those are publicly available facts. Anybody can look them up. They've been widely reported on. And the fact is, the radical left is getting what it paid for in her, and their agenda is clear.
Yeah.
You know, when we've had lootings and arson in St. Louis, and she let everyone go with no charges.
Amazing.
Businesses are being burned. We had four police officers who were shot in one night. No one is charged. There were people who were engaged in prayer. They were in prayer in front of the St. Louis Art Museum, Bill.
Yes.
And this group of activists came out. They attacked and assaulted people in prayer. It was on video, and no one is charged.
Amazing. And
retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn, who was murdered.
Yes, exactly.
Right? She went, and when you have looters let loose, when businesses can be burned, it sends a very clear message, and that's why she is really the embodiment of the lawlessness of the left. And it's not just a political slogan. I mean, I'm out there on the streets. These are good kids, okay? These two kids who got killed the other night don't have a parking ticket between them.
Wow.
And this is what is happening in communities around the country, because we're not doing what we need to do to support the police, and this isn't really, it's not a partisan issue.
I mean, exactly.
These are kids who are losing, and frankly, like, and look, I am a conservative. I am a proud Republican, but we're seeing a lot of liberal craziness, for certain. But at the same time, and that craziness is bad, but you add it with a cocktail, we have some Republicans who are cowardly and complicit and won't stand up. That really makes for a toxic brew that's
without a doubt
capable of just destroying a city, man.
Well, as you mentioned, George Soros, but Soros said behind Soros is a lot of...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us. Governor Eric Greitens continues with us, the 56th governor of Missouri. A one-time Democrat, now a Republican, a proud Democrat and conservative. Governor, these are the times to try men's souls, as we've heard. And the call to all America is a call for courage. I mean, we've got to stand up to the bullies and push back, just like what we learned our first day in kindergarten, if I can say, in the sandbox of life. If you were bullied and you didn't bully back, boy, they owned you for the rest of your school life, didn't they?
Well, Bill, you know this as a Marine. I know this as a Navy SEAL, as a boxer, right? You have to respond with strength. Mm-hmm. You have to respond with clarity. You also have to respond with compassion. But courage and compassion work together. Exactly. Without courage, compassion falters. Mm-hmm. Without compassion, courage has no direction. You need to bring both of them. And I can tell you, here's what's so tragic about this. When I was governor of Missouri, we defeated Antifa. Mm-hmm. It was in 2017. We had an incident where St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley had shot and killed a man named Anthony Lamar Smith while he was on duty. And we had activists from all over the country, and Antifa came and they said, we're going to burn Missouri down unless Jason Stockley is found guilty, and you won't even remember Ferguson, et cetera, et cetera. And Ferguson, of course, had happened before
exactly.
I was in office. Mm-hmm. And I went out, Bill, and I met with clergy. I met with police lieutenants, and I said very clearly, here's how it's going to go. I said, everyone has the constitutional right to freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the constitutional right to freedom of assembly. And we said, if you are out peacefully protesting, you will find that the police officers are out protecting you. But I also said very clearly, throwing a brick through a window is not free speech.
Exactly.
And if you assault a police officer, you are going to be arrested. And with that clarity and a fantastic team, we all came together. And at the end of the day, there were some overturned potted plants and a couple broken windows, and we shut it down. And the fact is, Bill, despite what some on the traditional media will try to push or what the activists will say, this is where 90% of the country is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Protect everybody's constitutional rights, but we don't. We don't engage in lawlessness in this country. We don't engage in arson. We don't allow looters loose. That's not what the people want, and it doesn't serve the people. We need to have people who have the courage to stand up to the mob.
Well, and for those states and cities that have been affected by the mob coming in and burning and looting, in some cases, like in Baltimore, certainly in St. Louis, we have heard that these zip codes are still recovering from something that happened 10 years ago. Is that the case?
It takes a long time to recover.
Right.
It takes a long time to recover. And I think that what folks need to keep in mind is that you'll see this arson and the looting and the burning, and it might be on the news for a couple of days, but this is sometimes people's life's work that they've invested in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right? And of course, you know, as I experienced on Monday night, right, those two young men, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was talking just a couple hours ago with one of their brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. His brother's gone forever.
Yes.
So these things which pop up on the news for a night or for a couple of nights, they have consequences for the rest of people's lives. And that is why we have to have leaders
who
are willing to stand up with clarity, with courage, compassion to put this to an end. And here's what's hopeful is I know because I did it, Bill, not me personally, but with a great team of people around us.
Mm-hmm.
With the right police chiefs and the right fire chiefs and the right clergy leaders, we brought people together and we created peace. It came. can be done, but it takes the right kind of courage.
Yeah, without a doubt, right kind of courage and people and policies. This is the thing. I mean, you were a one-time Democrat, became a Republican, and you see the Democratic Party now, how they've sold out to these Marxists and Maoists. I mean, Joe Biden's platform is so dangerous and debilitative. I mean, just what we want to do is go back and enjoy, I say, rather sarcastically, the 8 years under the Obama-Biden regime. I mean, what policies came out of those 8 years that you say they're reproducible and that we want? Well, they are reproducible, but dangerously. But why would we want to embrace those policies once again? The middle class was absolutely decimated. Our standing internationally was compromised. Corruption went rampant and almost, I mean, to such a degree that it carried over this alleged peaceful transition of government from Obama to Trump.
You know, it's so important what you're saying. You know, I grew up in Missouri, where everybody, you know, was a fan of Harry Truman, right? And I was told as a kid, you know, that the Democrats were the people who cared about people. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I care about people. I guess I must be a Democrat. Mm-hmm. But then growing up, and you know, I did international humanitarian work overseas. I worked with Bosnian refugees after the ethnic cleansing. I worked in Rwanda shortly after the genocide. I started to see that it's not just enough to care about people. You have to have some strength along with it.
Right.
I became a Navy SEAL, was honored to serve our country in Iraq and Afghanistan and Southeast Asia, the Horn of Africa, came home, started my own business. But maybe most importantly, Bill, I saw what was happening to my friends, my fellow veterans who were wounded when they came home. And I saw what the VA was doing to them, you know, and instead of giving these incredible young men and women who were still an asset to this country, instead of giving them a challenge and helping them to get back into their communities and start serving, to start rebuilding their lives, they were handing them drugs.
Yeah.
And I just realized, like, the government is not an answer here. So I started my own veterans organization, and I realized, as so many people did, that the power of civil society, the power of community, that we have to come together. And it was all of those experiences led me to be a conservative. And it's why now, because of the life that I lived, you know, serving overseas, doing humanitarian work, being in the military, running my own business, all of those things have made me a conservative.
Right.
And it's recognizing that it's the guys, the men and women on the front line who need our leadership. The police officers, the firefighters, they need to know that their governors, that their mayors support them.
Exactly.
And, you know, Bill, when I came back from Iraq, one of the first things that I did, I actually started working with and training police officers, some of them around the country.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what a lot of your listeners probably get, you know, in their gut, but it is nice to know and be reminded of, is that the profession of policing is built on the willingness of our police officers to make hundreds of difficult decisions every week, every night.
Right.
You have to decide, do I pull over and talk with these guys or not?
Well, Eric, you're looking at over 300 million connections that police make every year annually, over 300 million. I mean, that is a lot of contacts with citizens from coast to coast across this great country of ours. And in the midst of that is a lot of risk. Governor, look forward to having you back on. You're always welcome on the show. Appreciate the insight. And really, the rallying cry here is that there has to be a compassion and courage, you know, combined if we're going to overcome, you know, what's happening on the street. Because even these radical kids, as deranged and chaotic as they seem, they need us. They need us to be there to save their very souls, do they not?
Every American needs strong leadership, and we can do this with courage and compassion. And Bill, I'll look forward to being on with you again whenever works for you and your audience. Honored to be on with you. God bless you, and Semper Fi, Bill.
Semper Fi. God bless you, Eric. Appreciate it. The governor of Missouri, the 56th governor of Missouri, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
In- individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing on Capitol Hill with Attorney General Bill Barr that was supposed to be underway by now has been delayed a bit because the chairman of the House Judiciary Panel was in a car accident. A spokesman for New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says nobody was seriously injured, noting the chairman is just running a little behind. The hearing was supposed to have started at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. A top National Guard member is expected to dispute White House officials over the administration's decision to forcefully clear protesters from a park across the street from the White House last month. CNN's reporting D.C. Major Adam DeMarco will tell Congress today that the demonstrators near Lafayette Square were behaving peacefully at the time. His account contradicts those of Attorney General Barr and several other administration officials. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Values. Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here for more information on the show that comes to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well, in spite of all the news.
Yeah, well, it's definitely there, but it's bringing to question, if Black Lives Matter, do all lives matter? And you ask the question, do lives matter?
Yeah, and, there's not that much stuff that shocks me, but, I mean, this is one of those things that qualifies where we found that less than 4 out of 10 Americans right now would say that they consider human life to be sacred. If we found people saying that human life has no intrinsic value, that it's an illusion, that, it is what it is what we make it, that it doesn't really have value until we fully evolve. I mean, there are all kinds of perspectives out there, but I think this is a great example of Americans leaving biblical truth behind and running with whatever cultural truth is popular that day or whatever makes them feel better about themselves and their lives. Ultimately, what will make us feel better about ourselves and our lives is if we go back to and embrace God's truth.
Yes.
But we're even losing sight of what that is.
This is dangerous, George. I mean, how can we bring these disparate parts together when we can't even agree on the primaries?
Yeah, you know, I look at what's going on in churches across the country. First of all, they're losing altitude, partly because of the pandemic, and now people have created new habits where they assume they don't really need church, like a long, quote-unquote, time without it. So the issue is, where are we going to get that kind of teaching into people's minds and hearts and souls? And so we got to be looking back at family, at parents, saying, okay, biblically in the first place, this is the parents' responsibility to be teaching their children how to think biblically. But parents have to be modeling it for their kids. Secondly, if churches that are meeting, whether it's online or in person or some other way, they do have to make sure that they're not assuming that the people in their churches have embraced the foundations of scriptural truth. I think the more we dive into this worldview research, the more that we're finding the very basics are no longer the foundations of how people think. So for us to be preaching about all kinds of ethereal stuff, this is not the time for that, if there ever is. Right now is the time to drive people back to the heart of God.
Well, George, I got to tell you, I'm shocked because some of the churches, the worldview that they're putting out there is so anti-biblical. I mean, you know, right now it seems to be charming to align with Black Lives Matter, and they're carrying message out there in their bulletins that shocks me. Because I'm sitting there going, you know, you have no idea what you are doing in a sense endorsing that bit of philosophy that Black Lives Matter.
People in America are constantly looking for clues or for cues from the institutions that they trust, the leaders that they follow, the people that they have relationships with. And so all the things that we say and do related to all of these challenges that are being brought to our society today is critically important. We got to think carefully about what message are we sending, because it's those messages that influence the way that people think. We don't experience most of the reality that we have opinions about. Mm-hmm. We don't experience the reality that we respond to every day. It's kind of described to us, whether that's through the newscast or through movies or books or conversations or personal experiences, all of that kind of shapes our understanding of things. And so we have to be very careful that when we say things, even in jest, that people understand, regardless of what the world is saying, what God's perspective is, and that's what we need to run.
Well, and that's the problem, because people look to the church as being, you know, offering some sobriety and reminding us of what God, you know, really did say about these issues, and it's gotten rather milquetoast on it. And of course, you've been reporting on this for years. I mean, you know, in the time that I've known you, and even when I first met you, I said, George, you know, this has been my passion, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads and where we find out. I mean, it was one of your early books when you talked about how the church had abandoned a biblical worldview. And the measurement for a biblical worldview wasn't anything that was, you know, so extreme and so uniquely difficult that it would be impossible for them to do. I mean, there were some basic qualifications to hold to a biblical worldview. And when you realize that a majority of the senior pastors in the pulpit today couldn't even hold to those basic tenets, it's no wonder we are where we are today, because I think the book you wrote, maybe it was at least a decade ago when you cited these initial findings.
Yeah, I think you're probably talking about the book Think Like Jesus. Yeah,
exactly. That's it.
Yeah. The whole point of that was to recognize Jesus as our ultimate model, and so we want to live like him, but because we do what we believe, we've also got to pay attention to what we believe. And our beliefs have been going astray. We've been seduced by the world to believe things that are unbiblical. And we thought, well, it doesn't really matter that much. I have to get by. Well, the way you get by is by following God, by looking at the model that Jesus gave us. And so, yeah, I mean, that research never since then, you know, we've been finding that we're floating farther and farther from that pivot, that you know, anchor of biblical truth. But, you know, you talk about churches losing it. I mean, in this particular study, we even found found that a majority of people who attend Pentecostal churches, a majority of people who attend mainline Protestant churches, a majority of people who attend Catholic churches do not believe that human life is sacred. And then when you look at our perspectives about, you know, whether or not people are basically good, once again, we're on the wrong side of biblical truth. Mm-hmm. You put that all together, and that's how you wind up with the social unrest that we have today and many of the tensions, which really shouldn't be tensions, but they are.
Exactly.
Existing. Yeah.
Well, God pointed out very simply to Cain, how many millennia ago, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And America right now finds itself in chaos. The world finds itself in chaos. And it can't even pause for a moment and to take any kind of personal assessment and say, look, have we missed the mark? Although I think it's quite curious, that being said, they think that maybe we are being judged. I mean, some disturbance in the force occurs, and they look up, and it's if they're anticipating the hand of God coming upon them to, you know, I don't know, maybe they would change their evil ways or something, or maybe they're, you know, like the Jews always ask Jesus, you know, they say, just give us a sign, give us a sign. It's like we're no different than, the ancient Jews that were looking for a sign when signs abound, do they not?
They do. And I believe the Lord's happy to constantly give them to us, to give us some guidance. He doesn't want us to be, you know, led astray by the world. That's not his purpose for us. You know, but I look at America, and I think for some reason we really kind of understand the wrath of God, you know, and that's what caused many people, by the way, to depart from God, is that they only know that side of him. And that wrath, however, they don't understand is wrapped up in the concept of justice. You know, people in America today are, oh, we need justice, we need justice. Okay, let's go back to the one who defines what justice is. Understand that's part of his nature. That's what gives him pleasure. He does want that, yes. But also at the same time, in addition to being the God of wrath, he's also the God of mercy because of his sense of love and compassion and justice. So if we understood the totality of the character of God, which our studies are consistently showing we do not, we'd have a much better fix on how to live a meaningful and successful life. Success not being possessions, but
right.
Success being obedience to God based on his commands, which he gave us for our own good.
And truly living a life of liberty. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back with you. Our conversation with George Barna continues. We're talking about a recent study that shows what percentage of Americans really believe that life matters. And George, you were saying earlier, I mean, the culture has taken over to such a degree. I mean, you think about a culture that embraces the annihilation of our own progeny. I mean, over 60 million babies and 40% in round figures here. And of course, it's hard to really know these numbers for sure because of Planned Parenthood and those that have promoted abortion. They're trying to hold their cards close to the vest, but as best we can tell, you know, somewhere around 40% of abortions happened to the black community. And I even say, look at, where's all the hashtag ladies, the Me Too movement, because 50% of those babies were at least girls, and they're gone. Hispanics, 25%. I mean, what we have done to humanity, I mean, it's no wonder that such a low percentage of people here in America have any concern. You know, we want to say that lives matter, but our actions aren't lining up with that statement.
Well, it's true. You know, it's interesting when you talk about abortion, because, of course, you know, I've done a lot of research on that. And in this particular study, one of the things that we found is roughly 4 out of 10 Americans believe that the Bible is ambiguous on the issue of abortion, which is kind of mind-boggling when you think about it. But then we look deeper into it, and we find that, again, you know, more than 4 out of 10 people who attend Pentecostal churches, 4 out of 10 who attend mainline Protestant churches, 4 out of 10 who attend Catholic churches, 3 out of 10 who attend evangelical churches, believe the Bible is ambiguous about abortion, meaning in their minds that you could argue either position effectively using biblical information. Now,
you're deluded. They're deluded to even think how, I mean, that is stupid. How can you make a biblical argument for the other side of this? It really, it's all driven because of their own personal accommodation for sin.
That's exactly it. And so what happens is that to make ourselves feel better, to justify our positions, to fit in with everybody else so that we're not controversial, we're not despised, we're not shunned, we embrace all kinds of wacky ideas. And, Bill, this goes back to all of our research on worldview in America.
Yes.
You know, because we find that nobody has a pure worldview. I've interviewed tens and tens of thousands of people on their worldview and have yet to find the first individual in America who has a pure worldview. We combine, we mix and match, we cut and paste all these different worldviews together until it's something that satisfies us rather than what satisfies God. If we would just go back to the blueprint that He gave us and embrace just what He gave us and set aside all the other options, all the other alternatives that may be popular, but they're false, they're wrong, they're erroneous, they're harmful. If we understood that, we'd be so much better off.
Without a doubt. And then look what the Supreme Court recently did. I mean, you know, with the gender declaration, I mean, I'm surprised they just stopped at, I don't know, the several gender assignments. I mean, in California, I think the universities now embrace something like 63 gender options. I mean, this is what is going on. And, you know, if we're not sensitive to people's pronouns, the cancel culture running amok, it's no wonder we're round pegs being forced into square holes here.
Me goes back to, okay, so we've got to focus on our children, because children grow up to be Supreme Court justices. Children
exactly.
grow up to be congresspeople. Children grow up to be the president. Children grow up to be teachers of other children. I mean, the importance of reaching individuals early, because that worldview is almost fully formed by the age of 13. It may change a little after that, but not much. You pretty much die believing what you believe at age 13. So we've got to focus so much on our children and give them God's truth. If they get what the world calls truth, there really isn't a whole lot of hope, because we're never even going to understand that God exists, and that's where America's going.
Exactly. What kind of America are we handing off to the kids? I mean, it's so compromised that barring, you know, as we talked about before, a sign from God, a radical movement for repentance that could lead to revival, where something devastatingly enough occurs, George, that would cause the people to abandon these cultural norms right now that we're so bathed in, that have compromised biblical principles. I mean, barring that, we continue just to mosey along and we turn over this chaotic, messed up, confused society to the next generation. I mean, if we do that, George, I mean, we're talking generations, barring an immediate hand of God, barring that, I mean, what is the trajectory that we're on?
Yeah, it's not a pleasant one. All you have to do is look at some of the other countries of the world, like many of those in Europe. And you can see that at one point, yes, they many, if not most, of their population have that deeper, meaningful relationship with God. For a variety of reasons, historical situations, they turn their back on it. And now today, you know, church buildings are turned into, you know, vacation homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, all kinds of things. You do not have much of a Christian presence in Europe. And that's the path that we're following, unfortunately. Rather than blazing the trail of being a nation where its people humble themselves before God, pray for His forgiveness and His mercy, and are willing to follow Him, what we've done is we've said, yeah, it's all about me. So I'm going to do what's best for myself. You can see the results of that in Europe, in Eastern Europe, in other countries of the world. And really what you were talking about is this need that we have to be broken.
Yeah.
And in America, we look down on the concept of brokenness. But unless we're broken of sin, self, and society, we're going to continue to pursue our own path, do what we think is right in our own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to lead only to distress, to collapse. And you're right. I mean, when I look at what is it, as I've studied people's spiritual lives, that has enabled God to transform them, it's usually been some kind of crisis, some kind mm-hmm. of pain in their life that caused them to stop long enough and reassess and get to the point where they were willing to say, you know what, my only hope really is through Christ.
Amen. Well, my good friend, who you know, Jonathan Kahn, the rabbi himself says it's a shaking that we're going through right now. And things, the cultural norms, all this we're experiencing is for God's intentional plan. Because, you know, and I go back to the opening of Genesis, and in between the first and second verse, after in the beginning was God, it talks about the earth being void and that there was chaos reigning, but it said the Spirit of God is hovering over the chaos. And that's what I want to see right now, and I feel that's happening, George, is that the Spirit of God is hovering over the chaos of the world right now where we are. And I am hopeful, as you are, that the people will turn to God. And but unfortunately, being you know, the stiff-necked people that we are, wasn't just the Jews, it's his humanity that he's created. We're stiff-necked and we're stubborn, and we have to you know, as I say, fall off the roof to find out that you know, gravity still exists.
Well, yeah, you know, and the way that I'm looking at all this is that we probably won't begin a comeback, so to speak, until we recognize that the United States, much less the rest of the world, let's just focus on home. I mean, we've got a profound spiritual deficiency.
Yes.
And that's what's produced our worldview crisis, and that, in turn, is responsible for America's cultural demise. We keep thinking that it's a political issue or an economic issue. It's not. It's a spiritual issue. And so we've really got to deal with our rebellion against goodness, against holiness, our, you know, the fact that we're driven by our own selfishness and arrogance, our self-reliance and independence. But we've got to know that it's not about us. Those of us who maybe get some of this, the remnant of God, this is our moment. I mean, this is not the time for us to sit back in a home and wring our hands. It's our time to get out in the marketplace, out in the streets, around the dinner table, wherever we have the opportunity to talk to people and put this stuff on the table, challenge people, get people to think, get them to not just, you know, kind of blindly embrace what the world is doing and follow like a bunch of lemmings running into the sea. We've got to be the light on the hill.
Exactly. Well, the people are ignoring our history, our rich history. We were founded under godly principles. We asked for God's blessing. We asked to be a nation under God. God responded with his beneficence and with his blessings. And look how, you know, the history of our nation, how it's been so richly blessed, you know, through you know, the revolution and you know, through a civil war and two world wars and all these other conflicts, how we've been blessed and been able to rise out of the Second World War to become the predominant economic force. And we've now said, okay, God, we'll take it from here. Do you really think that God's going to stand for that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as we look at the situation, we got to recognize that those of us who get it, this is a time of great opportunity. God put us here purposely for this moment in time. And neither you nor I, Bill, nor anybody listening can do everything that needs to be done, but each of us has been called to do something.
Exactly. Well, my prayer, joined with you, George, is that we would come together and co-labor with God's intent for this time, this moment in time. My audience has heard me talk about, you know, historically, you look at moments in time and do not miss your appointed time. And I believe our appointed time is now, and the choice that we make is so critical to the future of this country and the next generation. George Barna has been with us. George, always appreciate you coming on and keeping us informed as to what's going on and encouraging us to hold and to follow a biblical worldview. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always